Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last broadcast, we began to study chapter 10, which is titled Error in the Quran. We discovered that there are five types of errors in the Quran. We finished the first error, which is that many of the verses of the Quran were dropped or added to the Quran. And that is obviously depend on what you believe. Are these verses really portion of the Quran, or it was not portion of the Quran? So that's when you see the argument between the Muslims. Some will say, yes, chapter 1 is part of the Quran. But others will say, chapter 1 is not part of the Quran. That's why we believe you added it to the Quran. So is with many other portions of the Quran, like chapter 113 and chapter 114, or many of the chapters which no longer exist in the Quran. Today we'll look at the error number 2, which is the contradictions of the Quran. When we talk about contradiction, we're talking about huge error in the Quran. Why do I say that? Because Allah himself in the Quran set the stage for us and told us, how do we know if the Quran is from Allah or not? And that is what we read in Quran chapter 4 and verse 82. As we read, do they not consider the Quran? If it was from others than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies. What consistencies means? That is when there is contradictions. And boy, oh boy, first of all, when we look at that verse, the verse itself is a comedy. Why do I say that? Because I can say, if the Quran was not from Allah, they would have found in it one contradiction is enough for me to believe that the Quran is not the word of Allah. Why? Because if Allah is God, that means Allah is perfect. And if Allah is perfect, his word must be perfect. One error will destroy the claim that the word of the Quran is the word of Allah. But that's not what Allah said. Allah said, do they not consider the Quran? If it's from others than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies. Now we ask the question, how much is many? Is 10 errors is enough to be that many, or maybe 100 error, or maybe 1,000 error? Many is large number, which itself makes a measurement of how we know the word of Allah in the Quran is really the word of Allah or not is a joke. When in reality, my dear friends, Muslims use that verse all the time to prove to us that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah. So if you sit and talk with some Muslim and say, well, how do I know the Quran is the word of Allah? Oh, yes, indeed, the Quran is the word of Allah. Don't you know that Allah said in the Quran, do they not consider the Quran? If it was from others than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies. Only as a Muslim, have you studied the Quran? Have you considered the Quran? Because believe me, my friends, when you see Muslims recite the Quran from their memory or read it from the pages of the Quran, all what they do is they sit crossing their legs on the floor and then they start reciting or reading the Quran and leaning their body from the right to the left and from the left to the right, or swing their body back and forth, as if that is the only way you can really recite or read the Quran. That is what I call reading the Quran with the Islamic glasses. A black glass where you cannot see anything wrong in the Quran. You read the Quran by shutting down your brain, not considering anything about what you're reading, because you are not allowed in Islam to investigate the word of Allah. Who do you think you are? You are not allowed in Islam to ask questions. Go to Quran chapter 5 verse 101, where Allah ordered the Muslim believer never to question Allah, never to question Muhammad. And in that way, Muslim could not find anything wrong in the Quran or in any of the teaching of Islam, even if it was the source is Muhammad in the Hadith or simply the reading of the word of the Quran. Now, when we examine the Quran, not only we find some errors, but plenty of errors, contradictions beyond imagination. In our study here in the book, I see the author wrote us a good 17 contradictions. But in reality, I can share with you 170 contradictions, or actually much more than that, if you just read the Quran without the glasses of Islam. Read it as a book, trying to find the truth in it, not reading it with complete surrendering, complete submitting that it is the word of Allah. Therefore, there must be no error whatsoever in the pages of the Quran. Now, let me share with you some of these contradictions. First of all, before we even get to that, all the stories which are written in the Quran, if they were taken from the Bible or if they were taken from other sources beside the Bible, you'll find that there is large number of contradictions. If it is the story of creation, if it is the story of Adam or Adam's sons, Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, and Solomon, and any name, you just pick up that name from the Quran which fit in a story, you'll find that that story not only contradicts the original story, if it is biblical, true account, or if it is made up story, like the young men who slept in the cave for 309 years in the book of caves, that Quran chapter 18, or the story of Alexander the Great, you will find that the stories of the Quran not only contradict the original source of the story, but also the Quran contradicts the Quran, as Muhammad repeated these stories throughout the pages of the Quran. Now let's look at generally when we talk about the Quran as a book. If you go with me to Quran chapter 16 and verse 103, you will see that Allah declared to us what kind of book is the Quran. It is not just a book written by somebody, but it is the word of Allah, as we know that it was there from the day Allah wrote the Quran in the guarded board. That is 50,000 years before the creation of Adam, before the creation of the universe. So that book which Allah wrote in the guarded board, which he protected himself from any corruption, declared to us that it is pure Arabic, clear Arabic, easy to understand. And that is once again what we read in Quran chapter 16 and verse 103. For there we read, and indeed we know that they say, surely only a human teaches him, but the tongue of him at whom they hint is foreign, while this language is clear Arabic. Do you understand what Allah said here? The people in Muhammad days were claiming that Muhammad was not receiving the Quran from Allah, or the Quran is a revelation through Angel Jibreel, but simply somebody was helping Muhammad. Somebody is teaching Muhammad. Now Muhammad, or we can say Allah, told Muhammad to say in the Quran, that's not true. Why? Because the guy they're talking about who's supposedly helping Muhammad to make the Quran was not an Arab guy. He was a foreigner. Maybe somebody speaks Syriac, or maybe somebody speaks Greek, or somebody speaks some other language, but he's not an Arab. But the Quran itself, Allah declared to the Muslim, is a clear Arabic. Have you read the Quran lately? Did you study my translation of the Quran? Because I love that verse. That verse is telling me what I did in my translation is the best thing ever happened in any book. As I was translating the Quran years ago, I went through the Quran. And I still have it, the one in the Arabic language. And once in a while, I see a word. I do not know what the word means in the Arabic language, so I can translate it to the English language. So I decided, you know what? I will check these words later. So I colored them with a pink color. And behold, as I went throughout the Quran, the number of these pink words, the words which I do not understand, continued to grow from 10 to 400. It's like, wow, what are all these words in the Quran which I, an Arabic speaker, could not understand? Well, I went through the dictionary of the Arabic language, which written by Muslim scholars, and I found some of these words actually are Arabic words. And I was able to translate them to English. But some other words, as I read what they say in the dictionary, and I see they're playing games. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. These Muslim scholars are playing games. Why? Because they would tell me that word means blue. And others say, well, it could actually mean red. Or that word actually could mean yellow. Or others say maybe it was green. And they don't know what the word actually means. And I struggled and I struggled and I struggled. Now, I spent already 3 years in my translation of the Quran. And I decided to quit because I do not know how to translate over 300 some words in the Quran accurately. And these words did not come in the Quran just one time. Sometimes the word is written in the Quran over 100 times. So you're talking about thousands of words in the Quran. I do not know how to translate into the English language. But then I was blessed to meet with a Christian brother who is, I call, expert. And he said, "Brother Usama, haven't you ever thought that these are not Arabic words?" And I said, "Excuse me, what?" He said, "Yes, these are not Arabic words. These are foreign words." And he guided me to go online and search for the foreign words of the Quran. And behold, now I have 279 words in the Quran. They're not actually Arabic. They're Hebrew, they're Greek, they're Latin, they're Coptic, they're Ethiopian, they are Syriac. So many foreign words in the Quran.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now I ask my dear Muslim the question, is the Quran pure Arabic? Is the Quran clear Arabic? A book we do not need anybody to tell us what these words actually mean, as the Muslims always do. If Allah in the Quran declared that it's an easy book, anybody can read it, anybody can understand it, why did Allah put all these foreign words in the midst of the pages of the Quran, which we could not figure out what they are? Obviously, Quran 16:103 was destroying the Quran. That verse stated that the Quran is Arabic, clear Arabic, easy to understand, but in reality, the Quran is a foreign book. And yes, indeed, the gentleman who helped Muhammad, or the gentlemen who helped Muhammad to put the Quran in the poetry form, were not Arab. They were foreigners. Or you tell me why we see foreign words all over the pages of the Quran in many locations. It's very simple, because they were foreigners, those who helped Muhammad to make up the Quran. And I know that some of these words we use every day in our life. So we are thinking that, hey, it's Arabic. Like, if, for example, let me give you an easy example here. You come to my house and you hear me saying to my wife, "Honey, I need my pantalon. I need my black pantalon. Did you fix my black pantalon?" Now, what is pantalon? It is a word we use in Egypt for the word pants. You wear pants. Okay, now, what is pantalon? Is this an Arabic word? No, it's not an Arabic word. Why it's not an Arabic word? Because actually it is a French word. How this French word came to Egypt is very simple. Because when the French military, Napoleon Bonaparte and his people, came and invaded Egypt for years, we saw the French people wearing that something which we don't wear, which is a pantalon. So imagine with me, some Egyptian asked some French Man, what is that you're wearing? He said, oh, this is pantalon. So he said, oh, I like your pantalon. Can I have one of your pantalon? Sure, you can have one of my pantalon. So he took the pantalon from him and wore it. Some other Egyptian met with that Egyptian, said, what are you wearing? This stuff like the French people. Oh, this is called pantalon. Oh, I like your pantalon. Can I have one of your pantalon? Sure, I will make you some. And they start Egyptian, one man at a time, wearing the pantalon. 10, 20, 50, 100 years later, all the Egyptians wearing now pantalon. When in reality, pantalon is not an Arabic word. It's a French word. But that is the only name we can call that thing we wear. The thing with two legs is pantalon. Okay? So now we got a foreign word, a French word, added to our vocabulary in the Arabic language, which is the word pantalon. To the point today, everybody in the Arab world know what pantalon is. And everybody may think that it is an Arabic word, pantalon, the trousers, the pants, which we men wear in the Middle East. But in reality, if you go back to the dictionary, you will not find the word pantalon. And even if we added the word pantalon to our dictionary in the Arabic language, that does not mean it is an Arabic word. It's still a French word added to the dictionary. That is the problem we have in the Quran. Plenty of foreign words, they were put into the Quran, which is a great evidence that the man or the men who added these words in the Quran were not Arabs, even though everybody in the Muslim world thinks that the Quran is pure Arabic. And my dear friends, we're not talking about just one verse in the Quran stated the Quran is Arabic or pure Arabic. There are plenty of repeated words of Allah in the Quran declares the same message. For example, in Quran chapter 26 and verse 195, listen to the word of Allah. Once again, Allah said what? With a clear Arabic tongue. The Quran is written and given to Muhammad and to the Muslim believers in a clear Arabic tongue. What is clear Arabic tongue? Is Latin clear Arabic tongue? Is Hebrew clear Arabic tongue? How about Syriac? There are plenty of foreign tongues in the Quran. Therefore, the Quran is contradicting itself. The Quran is not a clear Arabic tongue. Just trust me. Read my translation of the Quran, and you'll find all these words all over the pages of the Quran in a foreign word, which will tell you where it come from and what actually it means in the Arabic language and in the English language. This is the first problem we have. And we have to ask another question. If Quran chapter 16 verse 103 is true, why in the world Allah stated in the Quran chapter 3 and verse 7 that the Quran is not pure Arabic? Let me read to you what Allah said in Quran chapter 3 and verse 7. Listen carefully to the word of Allah. Allah said, He is who has sent down on you the book. What book? We're talking about the Quran. Some of its verses are decisive. Those are the mother of the book. And others are ambiguous. Excuse me, what? Yes, you heard me right. He did not say all the verses of the Quran which I descended on you, Muhammad, are clear Arabic, easy to understand. No worry, it is all decisive words. No. That's not what Allah said at all. Allah is telling us that the Quran is two sets of verses. One set is clear, are decisive, easy to understand, which is, he titled, the mother of the book. But in the same Quran, there's the other set of verses which Allah said, and others are ambiguous. Ambiguous, my friend, is not clear Arabic. Ambiguous is not an easy verses to understand. Ambiguous is confusion. Why? Because they are not easy and they are not in the Arabic language. So, he continued to say, those whose hearts deviate, so they will follow what is ambiguous of it. Ah, so the good Muslims will follow the clear one, the one which is the mother of the book, the one which is decisive. Allah clearly say what he meant, and what he meant is what he said. But the other people, the hypocrites, the Jews, or the Christians, or others who do not believe in the Quran, will only follow the rest of the Quran, the verses which are ambiguous. And guess what happened with that? Listen carefully to the rest of the verse. Allah said, these people who follow the ambiguous verses, desiring the sedition and desiring its interpretation. And no one knows its interpretation except Allah. Whoa. Excuse me. I saw Quran chapter 16 verse 103 telling me that it's a clear book. And I saw that Quran chapter 26 And verse 195, it tells me it's a clear Arabic tongue. Now we find that it's not actually a clear Arabic book or a decisive book. And not everybody can understand it because only Allah can understand the book. If only Allah can understand the book, that means the common Muslims, normal people, scholar or not, could not understand the Quran because only Allah can understand the Quran, as we read in the rest of the verse when it's written, and those deeply rooted in knowledge say, we believe in it, all of it, from our Lord, but none will remember except those who have understanding. What a confused word of Allah. Allah said, no one can understand the Quran except Allah. But somehow, those Muslims who are deeply rooted in knowledge, those who have understanding, can say we believe in all of it, if we understand it or not, if it is ambiguous verses or if it was decisive verses. You see the contradiction, my friends? This is just opening the subject of the contradiction of the word of Allah in the Quran. Is it Arabic or is it foreigners? Was the Quran written by Jibreel directly to Muhammad or some foreigners, men who helped Muhammad to write the Quran? Is it clear Arabic, easy to understand, or it is complicated, have many verses ambiguous, and no one can understand it except Allah? Do Muslims believe in it because they are so smart, or just because Allah said you must believe in it, understanding it or not? This is a huge problem concerning the contradictions of the Quran. Lord willing, in our next broadcast, we will dig a little bit deeper to see what do we mean that there is contradictions in the Quran. Can the Quran be the word of Allah, and Allah ordered the Muslim believers to do something and in the same time orders them to do the opposite? Which verses of the Quran Muslims must follow and obey? The verses which said yes or the verses which said no? And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.